Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, be here till 10 o'clock. So we got 2 hours left. Plenty of time to answer your gardening questions. I know it's getting harder to wake up in the mornings here with the sun not being out till later, but good news, right? Temperature has risen 2 degrees since I started the show. Still in the 30s, at least here in this area. But looking like the last week of warm-ish weather overnight, right? And I don't mean hot. I just mean warm enough to keep your plants outdoors. Hopefully you brought them in last night. But going forward, it looks like this is probably the last week to leave our plants outside overnight. I've mentioned it a few times, but, you know, it's one of those things I don't, by the time this starts again where we get some cold temperatures overnight, it'll be before the next show. So I can't say, hey, tonight's the night, you got to put it away. So think about it ahead of time and early. We're almost there for our plants really coming in for winter. So, you know, things we can be doing. Repotting, cleaning, cutting back some of them, doing a few things. So just keep it in mind that it's on the horizon for us. So keep that, you know, that thought process going of what we need to do. You heard me, if you heard me in the first hour, I'm going to repeat myself a little bit here, but I want to make sure you all know what to do. We start, you know, by spraying those plants that we're going to bring inside, right? Spray them with a neem oil. That neem oil is going to get rid of the majority of those flying insects that might be there or around it. Why do we do that? Well, when we bring plants indoors for the winter months, we try to, you know, group them versus, you know, when they're outside, we kind of almost spread them out a little bit. But we try to group them so that we get some humidity from them. And that humidity actually helps each one of those plants survive a little bit easier. I'm not saying it's the only thing that makes them survive. There's so many other things. But the humidity levels during the winter months bringing to your plants is huge to do. So that's why I brought up spraying them. spraying any of the insects, because all the plants outdoors, you don't see them flying as much because we're thinking, oh, there's, you know, there's mosquitoes, there's all those things. You don't see them as much unless you're really paying attention to your plants, and you might. So, but for those who don't, let's take a look at it and say, you know, let's be preventative. Let's look at it and say, all right, well, you know what? Like, I don't know what's happened in the past out here. I'm going to make sure the plants are protected going in, and I'm not bringing anything in that's unwanted for any of the plants that you might have left inside all summer anyways. So that's the start of it. I always think about spraying it because we're also preventing, you know, any of those unwanted insects from coming inside. Now, a reason why I bring up a neem oil is neem oil is kind of like a 3-in-1. It's a insecticide, miticide, and a fungicide. So it can help prevent any fungus that's on there as well. The neem is a really good all-in-one type product. So we spray that on our plants before they come indoors for the winter. So maybe just to let it dry off, we leave it in the garage for a few hours. But neem being organic isn't going to be something that harms you if you were to bring it in, right? That's not going to happen. The other thing I want you to think about doing, and I said this in the first hour, but I'll say it again. If you're outside of Massachusetts, use the product Systemic Houseplant 2% from Bonide. Because that is going to kill a number of things and prevent them before they come in as well. So it's fungus gnats, aphids, some mealybug, those types of things. It helps prevent and kill some of those. So doing all these things is essentially just help protect your plants on the indoors, on their way in. We're just not looking to add, you know, another insect inside. So those are just some of the thoughts that I have for you. If you have questions on that, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Now, I do have a call on the line, so we'll get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Massachusetts.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. I have a question on my privet hedges. I wanted to know if it's too late to trim them down. They're about 5 feet tall, and I wanted to know if I can take about a foot off them without hurting them.
Well, I definitely think you can at this point, because the plants are starting to, get ready for winter. They're starting to die back a little bit. So I think you'd be all right to do that. The privet is a pretty fast grower.
Yep.
Anyways, so I think it's not going to affect it by doing that. One of the things, the best time to really prune it is, you know, most people don't think about it, but privet actually flower.
Yes.
Right? And so usually the best time to do a huge pruning is in the early summer after it's done that flowering.
Okay.
But you can prune once a month during the growing season just to kind of keep it the same. What I would look at doing with that privet as well is when you're pruning it, see if there are some damaged branches in there. See if there are any sucker growth coming out of that. That sucker growth is not as much through a privet because of the way it its growth. It's mostly that way. But look for the damage, any of the dead branches, and clean those out at this time. But okay. The real, like, hard cutback, if you're looking to do more than a foot, would actually be end of winter, beginning of spring, right before everything starts to grow.
Okay.
Right? So say you wanted to do like a heavy rejuvenating type pruning.
Mm-hmm.
You would do that one in late winter, early spring. But privet is one that you can do throughout the summer, throughout the growing season. So
okay.
It just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You could definitely do it. I'd do it now, so it gives it a nice week to kind of form those calluses and kind of break down, cut back its energy a little bit. That's what I would look to do. So foot would be no problem for me at this time.
Oh, okay, great.
Alrighty.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Carol.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're really, we got a couple hours left of the show, so definitely give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. And answer all those questions. It's a great day to get out there later on, nice and cool, to do some of that work. Maybe wait a little bit, still in the 30s. But maybe after the show, get out there and enjoy the outside. Do some cleanups. Mow the lawn one more time. Get things ready or started to be ready for winter. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient, ready-to-use spray.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mark's in Rhode Island.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Great.
Good morning.
I learned a lot.
Thank you.
I've been working the lawn quite a bit the last few weeks. I seem to have a really bad grub problem, and
okay.
I'm hoping to knock those down in the fall rather than waiting until the spring.
Yep. Definitely. the product I would like you to use right now is called 24-Hour Killer, Insect Killer from BioAdvanced. It is, the active ingredient is Dilox. So it's a black bag, I should say like 24-hour killer. And what that does is it's a instant kill to grubs. It puts everything it has down in 24 hours and then it's gone from the system. So it's one of those quick kills that will get rid of any of the active grubs that are at the top of the soil, and that's going to be your best bet for right now. You really only have to do it once this time of year. But what I would also look to do is realize you're going to – I would do it again in the spring the early season grubs are up and active, getting rid of them at that point. Okay, because what it's doing, what happens is that the grub cycle, if you ever, you know, if you go online and just Google grub cycle,
yep.
You can see how it's like goes up and down, how they are, when they're active, right?
Okay, yep.
It'll show you like the 1 year, how it just, how it grows, right? So it'll come up multiple times during the season. And you'll just know when the best time to do it is to really kill it. As they go deeper in the soil, you know, end of November into December. Not much you can do. But they start to come back up at the end of March into April, depending upon the area, it could warm up a little bit. So there's the multiple season type kill. The other thing you can use later on next season is like a season-long grub control.
Okay.
Like a grub beater during the months of the end of May for all of June, July, and into August. And then what I would look to do for next year, that next August to September, that's when I would use the Dilox then. So they don't have, you know, a month of time to be eating at the lawn. We're getting them when they're highest, right? So the June and July is when the Japanese beetle is out and active, but it then lays its eggs. The ones that haven't become Japanese beetles will, or the ones that are forming from the eggs, will be small in August. They'll start to grow and go down deeper into the soil. So August, September, beginning of October, most of October is a good time to use this product. So it's a kind of a multiple attack to this to really get rid of a lot of it. But as the time goes on, you'll notice you won't have as many, so you don't have to do this as much.
Okay, so just to review, I'll put down the 24-hour killer now.
Yep.
Again in the early spring and again in August. And I'll also use the season-long killer in May.
Yeah, so the season-long killer, we want to make sure we do at the end of May because it says season-long, but it's only 3 months. So if you put it down too early, say you put it down in April, right? So you get all of April, all of May, and all of June. And then you don't have when they are the highest up, when they're feeding the highest, and it's easy, the killer can't really prevent it as much because it's not there. So that's why we say do the end of May so you get all of June, all of July, and most of August as a preventative to help you for the lawn itself.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect, Patrick. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Mark. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break here. We'll get back more of your questions, learn more about the garden and what we can be doing this time of year. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide full sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News.
The death toll from a gas station explosion in Northwest Ireland has rose to 10. And emergency workers who combed through piles of rubble said they did not expect to find any more bodies. A press officer has confirmed.
I can now confirm the 10 casualties are 4 men, 3 women, 2 teenagers, a boy and a girl, and a younger girl.
Police are investigating the cause of the blast, and Superintendent David Kelly said evidence, quote, is pointing towards a tragic accident. Abortions in both Arizona and Ohio are legal once again after 2 separate rulings in court. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, the law was put into effect, but was then paused. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, I believe, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Fred is in Marston's Mills.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I have a small area of grass that was terrible, but little by little I've got the grass to be quite nice. By adding seed and dirt in some of the low spots, but it is still extremely bumpy. And just wondering if there's any way to, right after a lot of rain or something, to compact the high spots and little by little to get it to be a little more level. It looks good, but I rode my mower over it, and it's like I need 4 hands to hold on to the mower. It's got some peaks and valleys.
Okay. Well, so some of it you could just honestly fill over a little bit with some soil, and some of the major areas where it's some deep valleys, and I say deep, I mean, a couple inches. Those are the ones where it's never going to just kind of level up no matter how much you compact other areas. So those, what I would look to do is kind of fill them in. Okay, fill those areas in first so they're closer to those levels. So that
just you keep adding dirt little by little rather than like rent a compactor and try to bang down the high spots.
Yeah, so I wouldn't use a compactor on there, because what happens sometimes when you compact the soil too much, what happens is the root system can't really go through. You're also the existing grass that's there, compacting those roots, and you might end up actually killing the lawn that's there.
Okay.
Right? So what I'd look for you to do is, you can kind of level out some of those areas a bit. And maybe it's a little bit more by hand, stepping on it a little bit instead of a vibrating compactor. The vibrating compactor is really going to do some damage. But level it out the best you can.
Tamp if I have one, huh?
Yeah, and don't don't go in there, you know, slamming on the ground, but kind of slowly push it down in the area to allow you to, have a more level area. But by also bringing in some of the soil around it, you know, what I'd look for you to do is instead of just using soil, maybe use like a planting mix, like a mix that has a little bit of compost in it at the same time.
Okay.
Because you'd also be kind of feeding the lawn, and you're not feeding it like fertilizer wise, but you're feeding the organic matter is a huge benefit to lawns. The organic matter helps all the other nutrients kind of move through easily. So using something like that to level out is kind of like a top dressing to the rest of it and make it nice and easy, nice and nutrient-filled long-term. So I definitely think that's what I would do.
I've been doing that, but I've been using topsoil little by little, filling in the holes. But maybe after a good rain or in the winter when it's really a little mushy, maybe just step on some of the high spots and then just keep filling in the holes.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I think, you know, topsoil is fine to add. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just thinking what you could do at the same time just to add a little bit more to it was add like a 3-in-1 or like a planting type mix that they have out there. Because the planting mixes aren't just for planting shrubs or trees. It can actually help the lawn because of the organic material that's in there. So adding that's going to definitely help. I wouldn't try to stump it down during the winter months, maybe early spring, late winter, just because of the freezing effect, the freeze-thaw effect. If you stomp some of that down, it could open up another area that wasn't frozen yet and could get like a quick freeze, whereas the top layer has kind of kept it solid. You know what I mean? So maybe, you know, you could do it this fall a bit because, we're getting a lot more rain than we have pretty much all year. Do some now and then again in the spring.
Right, okay, but not in the real cold weather.
No, because I'm just afraid that if, say, say it's a light crust of like frozen material and you push it down too much, you might expose some of the other roots in the other areas, and that could cause more damage long term.
Okay. Appreciate the help.
All right, Fred, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The sun's coming out. It's going to be a sunny day. It's going to be cool, but it's going to be a sunny day. So it's a good day to get out there and do some things to the lawn, to the garden, getting some things ready. You still have a little bit of time left to be putting some seed down, probably about 7 to 10 days of major lawn renovations. The other thing I want you guys to think about, you know, say you're thinking about doing a lawn and you put some things down now and you have extra seed, that seed will still be good next year. So don't think about just, I need to use all of it. Store it over the winter if you can, right? Some of the bags will come with Ziploc type bags. Not all of them at this point, but some do. Those that don't, put them in some sort of, you know, kind of try to seal it. And put some paper clips on it. Put something, you know, I can't think of what they're called, but they have like the black, like a squared off top black clip that has the metal to hold it down. Maybe put that on there. But keep it away from, you know, freezing temperatures and too hot of temperatures. But grass seed will last for a couple seasons. It really only loses less than a percentage of its germination rate overwintering. A lot of times, it's like 3 or 4 year old grass seed where you're losing maybe 5%. So the grass seed, as long as you store it, will be fine. The same thing with any of your fertilizers that you haven't used. Make sure that they're stored for the winter. you know, look for some things that are going on out there for fertilizers. Like I know at, you know, the Mahoney stores, we're doing a sale with some of the product. We're getting a discount even on the products you would use in the spring. So you can have them and be ready for it. I want you to be successful for the years to come. So you can buy them, store them for next year. And they'll be fine in the spring. You see that a lot at garden centers. They have some of the product. They keep it. They store it. They keep it in a nice, safe place. The next year, they bring it out. It doesn't lose the viability. It doesn't lose all those things that you think it does, right? So it's definitely something you can do for winter. So think about things to do before the end of the season and say, all right, I'm going to be done now. You know, we clean up our equipment. So once we're done mowing, make sure the underneath of the mower is all cleaned out. Get all the grass off the sides, all the anything on the blades, clean those up. Maybe it's taking the blade off of the bottom of it so you have some time during the off season to clean it, put a new blade, whichever. You know, your pruners, your saws, all of those things, getting them cleaned up, right? Using, you know, some sort of lubricant to clean out the gears. You know, some people use WD-40. If you read any of the old newsletters that my father has written, even some of the ones we put out, I feel as though my father's favorite thing to use was WD-40. You know, everybody, you know, there's people out there who have that obsession with duct tape, then there's the people with WD-40. I think my dad had both. But anyways, that's besides the point. Cleaning our pruners for the winter, sharpening them when we're done with them, so when spring hits, we're ready to go. What it also does is if we clean off any of the dirt, any of the mix, it's not going to rust on us, right? It's going to be clean. You're going to have better tools for the longevity of the use of these plants, of these tools. So just something to think about, right? So when you have the time, which a lot of us have some time now, let's take a look at it and clean up. Now, one thing I want you to think about when it comes to the mower or the weed whacker or the leaf blower. Some of the best things to do for it for the end of the year is make sure it's out of gas. There's no gas sitting in it over winter, especially if you store it in like a shed, right? Because then in the spring, that gas could, you know, have a little bit of moisture in it. So that's something to think about. These are all things that we want to do to be ready for next year. What else can we do with our plants, our tools, etc.? So storing these material, making sure they're out of the sun, making sure they're out of the rain, the cold, those types of things. Those are all things that we look to do right now as the season ends. Maybe we look at having somebody take a look at our lawnmower if we had some issues now and get it to those places so next spring you're not waiting for it. You know, another thing you can do, you might scare your neighbors, but you might as well try it. Go out into the center of your driveway later today with your snowblower. Start it up. Make sure it's all set now before that snow flies. And then the time comes and it doesn't start the day you need to use it. But man, your neighbors might look at you a little crazy and say, huh, yep, you're at it again. That's some of the things you do now to be ready. Because if that doesn't start later on, we're going to have some issues when, you know, there's a couple feet of snow on the ground and you're trying to use a snowblower, right? It's going to be shovel for you. But anyways, these are things we start thinking about now so we're ready. Ready for that next season, ready for the spring, ready for everything. So just some thoughts on what to do to get ready. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about another hour and 15 minutes left in the show, so plenty of time for you to give us a call. Like I said, if you have questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. A full block of calls here. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in New Hampshire.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple questions. We've got some maple trees. There are Crimson Kings and Norway maples, and they're big. They're probably like 40 feet or more. And I want to trim them back a little bit with a ladder and the pole and trim them back. What's the best time to do that? I mean, is it something I should be doing, you know, at the end of February or beginning of March, or can I do it now? You know, I want to kind of give them a haircut, maybe take like 4 feet all the way around, you know, take off 4 feet.
Yeah, no, so you could actually do it now. That's no problem. You could do it, to be honest, once all the leaves fall. It might be easier to see kind of which branches are which. A lot of arborists who do tree pruning or cut down trees go throughout the year, but some of their favorite time to do, other than the cold, so forget the cold part, but is when there are no leaves on the branches, so they can actually see where they're going if they're in the tree, right?
Right.
You can see where the cross branches really are. You can see where some of the dead and damaged are, because a lot of the leaves kind of cover that up.
Yep.
So you can definitely do it now. You could do it during the winter. You could do it in late winter without a problem.
Okay.
You know, these trees, they're not pushing like flowers. They only push like leaves.
Right.
So it's not a big deal to prune them right now or later, because you're not going to force anything on them.
Okay. And then, probably not in the summer when the sun's
not
really
in, like,
high
the heat. Yeah. Not in the heat of the summer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and this goes for any plant, any time there's something that's dead or damaged, you can prune it back at any time.
Sure.
Because that dead or damaged is only going to take nutrients, et cetera, away from the plant. It's not going to help the plant. It's going to harm it. So by getting rid of any dead and damaged, even in the heat of the summer, we'll end up helping it because the plant's putting energy there. It's putting moisture to go to that area because it's trying to fix it.
Right.
And so by getting rid of that, you're putting the energy to the rest of the plant and actually helping it. So those are the things that you can prune at any time. But if you're doing just like a general pruning, the heat of the summer is not the best time to do it for pretty much anything.
Yeah, okay. All right, that makes sense for sure. The other question is was about my father's and your father's favorite tree, the dogwood kusa.
Yep.
And I think I had talked to you, I'd called in about this about a year ago, but that was an important question I forgot to ask. You know how your dad used to say when the tree's not flowering, you know, hit the base with like a hammer or a sledgehammer or something and just say, I'm doing this for your own good. I forgot to ask the timing of that. I mean, should I do that to the tree in the spring or now in the fall for next year? Or when am I supposed to be doing that?
You do that in the spring.
In the spring.
Right now, right now, you don't want to push the plant to really do much of anything. You kind of want it to focus down back on its root system. What I would also do at this time for that dogwood is fertilize it with tree tone at half the rate that you would have if you were fertilizing in the spring. What it's going to do is help bring some of those nutrients back into the roots to be ready for next year, right? It's going to help it survive through the winter, but help it get ahead of the season. So when you fertilize in the spring, it's like it's getting food throughout the season. Because there'll be remnants of it, and it's not going to go, like, hungry, if you will.
Right. If I don't have tree tone, if I have plant tone,
that's
same
fine
idea,
too.
Can I just use the plant tone? Okay.
Yeah. A lot of it's the really close in numbers anyways, so you should be fine.
Okay. All right, that's great. I wasn't sure if I should, like, hit the tree now because it's got to prepare itself for the flowering next year, but the springtime makes sense. So in April, take a whack at it. Actually, my dad has several of them. He loves the trees, and he has several of them. So in April, take a whack at it, and it should be okay. I mean, hopefully it'll flower.
Definitely. I definitely think so. And you should definitely be all right with it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Patrick. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
You too. Thanks. You.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back for the last hour to wrap up the show for the last hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.